Baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Oh, it's a great welcome once again this week, Bill. Spring training underway, games coming up soon, and what can be better than this?
Well, the Sox are coming off their Sox at Sundown workout. Sundown may just be a metaphor for this team this season, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah, the sun should set on them already. We can move on to maybe 2022. But no, we'll give them a little bit of a chance to get things underway early on. We're spring hopes eternal, and, you know, we'll see how they all get things going soon enough.
Well, they are drumming the optimism beat down there for sure, which, hey, let's do it. It's been a rough 2020. Let's be optimistic. So, pitching-wise, what's the latest news on the Red Sox pitching staff, Andy?
Well, manager Alex Cora is considering a six-man rotation to get the season underway, and he says the Red Sox plan to carry 14 pitchers on the staff and just 12 position players. So that's, there'll be plenty of guys in the bullpen for Cora to be trotting in and out on a daily basis. That could make the games last even longer, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. But, you know, obviously the six-man rotation, being a little cautious with the starting pitchers, considering they didn't pitch a heck of a lot last year, and obviously adding those extra pitchers to the staff will allow for, you know, less work for other pitchers. So more people can get involved.
Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that the other day, that that might be the way to go, at least carrying more pitchers. I don't know about a six-man starting rotation. But anyway, on to other players. What's the latest news on Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Well, he's still a free agent this morning, Bill, and Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom, he says Red Sox are still in contact with his agent, Scott Boras. So we'll have to see if JBJ comes back to the Red Sox. I wouldn't bet on it. But, you know, the Red Sox are putting up a good show with it and say they're still interested. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. The latest team to show some interest at the moment is the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll have to see what happens there.
Gotcha. Hey, you know, I was heard somewhere where Chris Sale, you know, the only player not to play he didn't play last year, but he doesn't gain weight during the offseason that he didn't play. He loses weight.
Yeah, he's always been a string bean, that's for sure. And, yeah, apparently, as he's been working out, recovering from his surgery, he has lost more weight. So, hey, if everyone could have that metabolism.
I know, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to know what he eats, too. I mean, now that you think about it. All right, what else do we have for Sox signings and player notes and so on this past week?
Well, you mentioned Sale. He's been officially placed on the 60-day injury list as he recovers from Tommy John surgeries that opened up a spot on the 40-man roster for the team. So the Red Sox did make a couple waiver claims. Pitcher John Schreiber from the Tigers and Joel Piamps from the Toronto Blue Jays. A couple more household names that will add to that extended pitching staff potentially for the Red Sox. They've also signed catcher Jet Bandy to a minor league deal, and they've designated pitcher Marcus Walden for assignment.
Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about Franchi Cordero coming over to the team. He's back in the news again.
Yes, Franchi is on the COVID-19 related injured list. He's still in the Dominican Republic, so we won't see him for probably another week or so. And the Red Sox, speaking of the COVID-19 related injured list, have activated catcher Kevin Plawlecki.
Is he the guy they just acquired, or have they had him?
He was the backup catcher to Christian Vasquez last year.
Okay, all right.
You're thinking of the catcher that the Red Sox picked up in the trade last week with the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's probably who I'm thinking of, yes.
Another household name that we can just pick out of thin air and have no problem.
Oh, man, I am trying to pay attention, and I actually am enjoying. I'm watching the Nesson news updates, and so I'm trying to follow this team. So, but it's nice that we have a little spring weather here, and it's about time for baseball, I think. Yeah,
it certainly is.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I'm pumped up here. So, all right, what else do we know about Red Sox spring training news and games and schedules and so on?
Well, they play their first spring training game coming up on Sunday afternoon against the Twins on the other side of Fort Myers. And most spring training games through March 13th are going to be seven-inning contests, but they could be either five or nine innings if both teams agree. So that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So if you turn a game on Nesson, how many innings are you going to see? I don't know if that'll be announced at the beginning of the broadcast, or all of a sudden the broadcast just ends after a certain amount of innings. I don't know. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that is a little odd. You're right. Yeah, but you did report a few weeks ago that the doubleheaders are, once the season starts, are back to the 7 innings. So
this year the doubleheaders will be 7 innings like they were last year.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Any other notes, Andy, on the organization, spring training or whatever?
Well, the Worcester Red Sox, if you're getting ready to potentially watch them play this year, their first home game at Polar Park, opening up that new venue, is going to be on Tuesday, April 13th against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, so mark your calendar.
Yeah, I was reading about the old reorganization of the minor leagues and so on, and still, Lowell is really still without a team right now, right? I know I'm springing this one on you, but...
Yep, they are without a team. Not sure if anything could be going in there for this year, maybe some kind of college type of program, summer league type of thing, but definitely no professional team will be playing out of Lowell this year.
Yeah, that's too bad. They did a nice job over there. Speaking of Lowell, Andy, what's on Nesson Classics tonight?
Geez, the way you work this one right in. Great job, Bill. Red Sox Classics on Nesson Plus today. It's the best of Mike Lowell. First pitch this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's a game from May 22nd of 2008. Mike Lowell hit the grand slam, leading the Red Sox to an 11-8 win over the Royals at Fenway.
The best of Mike Lowell, better than the best of the city of Lowell. But no, I'm just kidding, Lowell. That's a cheap shot. No, I love Lowell. Yeah, no, I love Lowell. That's fine. That district down there with the National Park and the stadium, it's beautiful. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news. What do we got here what do you have for us this week?
We got some news from former members of the Red Sox organization in years past, former manager Ron Renicki. He's joined the Dodgers as a special assistant to the general manager, former Sox first baseman Mitch Moreland. He has signed a 1-year, $2.25 million contract to play with the Texas Rangers. Former Sox utility player Brock Holt, he signed a minor league deal with the Rangers. And former Sox first baseman Brian Daubach, he's been named the hitting coach for the Nationals AAA team in Rochester.
Yeah, I know. I was reading about Holt, and his career has just kind of withered out the last few years. It's too bad. I loved Brock Holt, yeah.
No, I think he was definitely a fan favorite over at Fenway and did a great job as a utility player for the Sox. Don't really know. I'm sure it was a money thing as why the Red Sox moved on, or something to do with the analytics as he's getting older and that type of thing. But, with the Red Sox signed some utility guys in the offseason to try to make a splash, it would have been nice to maybe see Brock Holt try to come back and fight for position. But at least he's hanging in there, and hopefully he can stick with the Rangers.
Yeah, I know, right. Injuries, too, I guess, too, with him. Other MLB updates, Andy?
Yeah, 2020 American League MVP Jose Abreu of the White Sox. He's going to be late to spring training. He has tested positive for COVID-19. The Blue Jays, they've announced they're going to play at least their first two homestands during the regular season at their spring training site in Dunedin, Florida, because of COVID restrictions in Canada.
Yeah, Canada is still very tight, and apparently I'm hearing that they don't have much vaccine in Canada either, so it's weird. Yeah,
it's going to be interesting what happens with the Blue Jays at this talk. Obviously, they could obviously play more games down in Florida as their home field, and like last year, they did play their home games in Buffalo, but with the minor league season getting underway, they'll have to kind of fight for field time if they're going to try to go play at their AAA affiliate in Buffalo. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wish they would figure something out for that. That's just it seems like they should be able to accommodate the Blue Jays a little better than that. But anyways,
definitely.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, I'm not for special treatment, Andy, for anyone other than yourself, but, you know.
Get the special treatment, no doubt.
All right, what else do we have here, Andy? Hall of Fame in the news?
If you're planning to head to Cooperstown this summer, you might want to rethink that. No fans going to be able to attend the 2021 Hall of Fame ceremony. It's going to be held indoors. No players, of course, elected for this year, so the 2020 class will be honored. Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, Marvin Miller, as well as broadcasters Al Michaels and the late Boston Globe writer Nick Cafardo.
Gotcha. All right. You know, I saw those names, and I was wondering about that piece because I was just skimming an article the other day. That makes sense that they're bringing in the 2020 people. There you go.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. And we have kind of the blotter of news coming up here next, right? I call it.
We'll wrap things up with the back page stuff with the crazy news. Mariners team president and CEO Kevin Mather resigned on Monday, making controversial comments at a Rotary Club breakfast earlier in the month. Early in his speech, Mather complained about English-speaking skills of some of his foreign players and the needs of the team to have to pay for a translator. So not a good sign to see that. He also talked about keeping certain minor leaguers in in the farm system to avoid them starting their so-called clock for getting up to the major league, so they'll become free agents quicker. So he really didn't do himself a lot of good with that breakfast. Sounds like he had a few cocktails at that breakfast and started really spilling the beans and stuff. He's got himself in a load of trouble.
Yeah, those are what you call loose lips, I guess.
Yeah. And his ship has been sank. That's for sure.
Oh my goodness, yeah. The Mariners, he's down on the ocean floor right now, figuratively, I guess. And our old buddy Johnny Damon and his wife are in the news.
Yeah, you talk about having a few pops. Johnny Damon and his wife arrested in Orlando last Friday morning. Damon for drunk driving and resisting arrest. His wife for resisting arrest as well. Damon's blood alcohol level nearly four times the legal limit. So, you think someone like Damon, who has made plenty of money in his career, why he's not using Uber or Lyft or some kind of driving service if he's going to be partaking that kind of activity. But, he got caught, and he apparently wasn't too far from home. He had just driven into the complex area where he lives, and I guess he hit a curb, and someone spotted it. And next thing you know, a fight ensues with the cops. So.
Oh, man. Almost home. Yeah.
Almost home. But,
All right, Andy. This pitching staff, have you heard any good news in the past 7 days?
Eduardo Rodriguez, he threw 15 pitches to a couple of his teammates yesterday, and that all went with a thumbs up. They say Eduardo looks good. I don't know what you can see really after 15 pitches, but he's slated to be your number one starter on opening day. We'll see how that all plays out. As for the rest of the staff, who knows? But Nathan Eovaldi is going to get the start on Sunday in the first spring training game, followed by Garrett Richards in the second spring training game of the season. So, a new name to watch there on Monday with Richards. And I guess Rodriguez, he'll probably be held back a little bit during spring training. You might see him toward the end of next week or the week after that. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Well, with Rodriguez and Eovaldi, if they're both looking great, we got a great 1-2 punch to start the rotation for sure. So that's our...
Oh, yes, the rose-colored glasses. Off we go.
The glass is half full. There you go. All right.
Sounds like yours might be a little full.
speaking of Johnny Damon, yeah, okay. We better have tilted down a few glasses here. There you go. All right, Andy, good talking with you. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.com.